you striving earnestly and with fear in his heart. Of him you were unmindful. By no means should it be so, for it is indeed a message of instruction. Therefore, let whoso will keep it in remembrance. It is in books held greatly in honor, exalted in dignity, kept pure and holy, written by the hands of scribes, honorable and pious and just. Woe to man! What has made him reject Allah? For what stuff has he created him? From a sperm drop he has created him, and then molded him in due proportion. Then he makes his path smooth for him. Then he causes him to die and puts him in his grave. Then, when it is his will, he will raise him up again. By no means he has fulfilled what Allah has commanded him. Then let man look at his food and how we provide it, for that we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in fragments, and produce therein corn, and grapes, and nutritious plants, and olives, and dates, and enclosed gardens dense with lofty trees, and fruits and fodder, for use and convenience to you and your cattle. At length, when there comes the deafening noise, that day shall a man flee from his own brother, from his mother, from his father, from his wife, and his children. Each one of them that day will have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to the others. Some faces that day will be beaming bright, laughing, rejoicing. And other faces that day will be dust-stained, blackness will cover them. Such will be the unbelievers, the doers of iniquity. He frowned, Surah 80. By no means am I a pastor, a preacher, or an imam. I just need God every day. I love God very deeply and want him here with me every day. So I read what comes from my heart and what I can feel. The next song we gonna hear, and what makes a house a home, is Joy and Happiness. And Navuka is wearing the official Joy sweatshirt. Now, what psalm does it say on your sweatshirt? What does it say?
Actually, I don't know. My sister.
Ramona, we love her. Yep. Love you, Ramona. You're the best, Sledge. Ramona.
So she got me this sweatshirt, and it is Joy. And the wording on it is...
It says Psalm up top.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, okay. Psalms 118:24. So we can...
All right, read what it says for us. Okay, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Joy.
Mm.
And you definitely need joy in a house and happiness to make a house a home.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you definitely need joy. So we got Pharrell Williams, Happy. What do you think is something that would make the world a more happier place right now? What's a way we can show some joy or bring some joy into the world, Navuka? Go ahead, cough.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. What do you think?
For people to be respective and caring of people in the world, treat people how you want to be treated. If you don't, I mean, I don't know whomever people may or may not believe in, or, you know, but again, like you just spoke from the Quran,
yeah,
and speaking from the Bible of the New Testament, and at the end of the day, it's all about love, joy, like you said, joy, like, okay, so
joy, yeah,
joy, and just loving, just Be loving to people in the world. Like,
smile.
Give
a compliment.
Yeah.
Show some kindness. Help someone across the street. Have someone carry their bags.
Exactly.
You know, it's nice to always give a compliment to someone. You can find something in anyone. You know, smile, like I said. We definitely need more things like that in the world. So we got Pharrell Williams happy. And always be thankful.
Yes.
Happiness with Pharrell Williams. We're going to end with the theme song, of course, which is A House Is Not a Home by Luther Vandross. And that was number 10, Happiness and Joy. So it's God 1, Love 2, Communication 3, Togetherness 4, Kindness, Care, and Understanding 5, 6, Generosity 7, Optimism 8, Advancement in Wisdom 9, Fun, and 10, Happiness is Joy. So I'm going to go out with The Black Presidency, Barack Obama and the Politics of Race in America by Michael Eric Dyson. How about Barack Obama, Navuka?
Former President Barack Obama. I hope he is just chilling with his wife. Because, you know, at the end of the... You know, because we're going to get too deep, and I don't want to even...
We are here today to remember a man of God who lived by faith. A man who believed in things not seen. A man who believed there was better days ahead off in the distance. A man of service who persevered, knowing full well he would not receive all those things he was promised because he believed his efforts would deliver a better life for those who followed. After acknowledging Pinckney's widows and daughters, how personal and painful that must have been as Obama, in the presence of his own beautiful wife, Michelle, with their two precious daughters, Sasha and Malaya, back home in Washington, saw before him the reflection of his own family and possible fate. Obama foreshadowed his theme of grace. The first thing I noticed was his graciousness, his smile, his reassuring baritone, his deceptive sense of humor, all the qualities that helped him wear so effortlessly a heavy burden of expectation. Could not these words be spoken of the eulogist himself? His voice may have been an octave higher, his skin less chocolate, but they shared the same smile and humor. Black men so bright and accomplished so rarely offer love and recognition to one another in public, except perhaps on a hardwood court or at a music or movie award show, and it is a shame that it is too often in death that compliments are bestowed. And I feel that. That's from Black Presidency, Barack Obama and the Politics of Race in America, Michael Eric Dyson, A House is Not a Home, Luther Vandross, Chandelier, Sweet D, and Navuka. What would you like to wear? We're saying goodbye now, so what would you like to...
I love you.
I love you too, but what would you like to say to the world?
Stay positive.
Yeah.
Learn love. If you don't know love, learn it. Mm-hmm. And
what's a way you show love at home? Or what's a way to show love in the world?
Okay, so I'm pausing right now because laughter for me, for myself, is laughter. My love is laughter. That's me. Laughter.
So, because your word is chucks. Word is chucks. Now, where do you get... chucks is her word for laughter. Where do you get this word chucks from? I think that is so funny. Ubu will be like, that's chucks. I just got chucks. And it means laughter. Where did you get chucks from?
From back in the day when all of us used to hang all... together.
Okay, Luther Vandross, A House is Not a Home. Peace, Chandelier.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But oh, a chair's not a house, and a house is not a that you can kiss goodnight. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hello, bye-bye, baby. Yeah. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But oh, a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us, we are far apart and heart. Yeah, now and then, now I call your name, and suddenly your face appears. But it's just a crazy game, and when it ends in tears. Pretty little darling, have a heart, yeah, baby, and don't let one mistake keep us apart. I was wrong and I know it. Forgive me, honey, 'cause I'm not meant to live alone. No, 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 no. Time is half a twirl when I climb the stairs. When I turn the key, oh, please be there, saying that you're still in love. You're sure in love with me. Reach out and turn the key, oh, baby, please be there and still in love. I said, still in love. Please be still in love with me. Yeah. Are you gonna be in love with me? You're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby wouldn't be my baby, wouldn't be my boo. Are you gone?
Look at your hands, and you got nothing. All this work you done, and you got nothing. The world demanded much of you, and it all piled up when you said yes you will. But you're more than that, and what they say you. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. That I thought I was entitled. All these different ones being stuffed inside my mouth. Quit telling me what to say, what to think, how to feel, and who to be. Don't come looking for me.
So far.